This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Got the two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25. Your chance to win $2,000 this morning. NFL free agency is underway, and we go through this every year. There's teams that are super aggressive. They spend a lot of money. I look at the Patriots this year as a great example of that. Right, John? They're throwing big money out there.
Yes.
The Bears have spent a lot of cash via trade and free agency. Big moves being made. The Lions, we understand this. You don't build a champion through free agency. You make a strategic move or two, right? That's where the Lions are. Adding one or two key players at positions of need to put them over the hump. Carlton Davis signs with New England. He gets a big paycheck. What's the pivot? Brad goes DJ Reed. And I thought it was a good pivot. I thought they're similar players.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I know Reed had Sauce, but he played as well as Sauce last year. Number one corner, man coverage guy, healthier. I liked it. Cheaper, too, because all of this is going to add up. I thought that was a really good pivot by Brad Holmes. I thought that was a smart pivot by Brad Holmes. But if it's a move that makes you, even if we say just a little better, it still doesn't address the front. And I think that's what we default back to is, no, I'm not saying they got to spend $100 million in free agency. They don't have the cap space for it. But we do need to see some investment on the edge, correct? Especially with Za'Darius Smith being released. So we're waiting to see that other domino fall. I just worry if Brad doesn't see the position as important as you and I and a lot of the fans do.
Yeah, I mean, it's trying to decipher what Brad Holmes is doing. And I know everybody says, hey, let Brad cook, and he's done a good job of piecing together this roster. I don't want to say piecing, building this roster from where he inherited to where it is now. And now everything is different, right? It's not just drafting well. They've done a great job in the draft, and they've got a number of players who are amongst the top at their position. Now you've got to find a way to complement that roster through free agency, through trades. Carlton Davis was a trade last year. I thought it was a brilliant trade.
Yep.
I'm willing to give up draft capital for a player that of like him.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there a guy on a, you know, that's in the second to last year or last year of his contract that they'd be willing to give up? Because I'm always kind of surprised at how little it takes to pry a guy away from a team. Larry Metunsil, for example.
Yep.
Not even a first round pick. And we've heard about Cincinnati, what they want for Trey Hendrickson, a late second or an early third. Now, I know he's going to be on an expiring contract. It's probably going to have to be a contract extension that goes along with the trade. But who wouldn't give up that draft capital for Trey Hendrickson? And I'm using him as an example because we know what it might take.
And because he's actually available.
Right. But there are other guys that behind the scenes, as this free agent market is going, that may become available, whether it's now or even after the draft. So it doesn't have to be now. They can still trade after the draft. And if somebody, hey, all of a sudden, they got the same mindset that Brad Holmes has, where we're just going to take the best player available. Somebody falls to them, they draft at the, let's just say, 20th spot, mm-hmm. a top edge defender. Now, all of a sudden, their guy, who they think is now too expensive, can be had for a third-round pick or a fourth-round pick.
Some ticket techs reacting to the DJ Reed signing, and then the bigger question about, is it enough if that's the big move? Texter says they have two guys who were tied for the most PI calls in the NFL last year and combined for zero INTs. I'm not a fan.
You know, it's interceptions are to me, there's a lot that goes into interceptables. One, yes, you've got to be able to make plays. You've got to be able to catch. You've got to be able to do a lot of things, be in position. But there's a lot of tip balls that get intercepted. There's a lot of different things that play into intercepts. That's not one that I'm going to sit there and just, if it's year after year after year, that's one thing.
Yeah, zero's head scratching for a year, but I would agree with you, you know, across the board in terms of what you said. I will say this. The Reed signing is going to, more's on Terry on Arnold. Arnold has to become a one.
Yep.
If he becomes a one, which he should, then Reed is a good number two.
Why can't Reed be the number one?
Because Terry Arnold's supposed to be. Well, that's why. Reed was the two in New York. You know, I think what you've got there is a solid two, and he'll be able to hold his own. But you are ridiculous. You can't do that to me.
Well, I mean, you say it, and I got to respond with everybody loves a solid
two. At least I didn't
say
number. I said solid two. I think Terrion Arnold is one of the most important people on this team going in the next year. He needs to be better.
He needs to develop. He needs to cut down on the PIs. And he also needs to be better in man-to-man coverage. And there was nobody that played as a rookie more man-to-man coverage than Terrion Arnold. He's got the experience. He's had the reps. He's had the opportunity. Now, what does he do with that film? What does he do with that experience? How does that make him better this year? And I think there'll be a transition. Do I expect Terrion Arnold to start the year at number one? Maybe. But it's probably going to be Reed.
I agree with you on that, but it should transition.
It should transition. So that's what I'm talking about throughout the course of the year as this defense becomes more comfortable and the play callers and the coaches become more comfortable with Terrion Arnold, there will be a transition. I think DJ Reed is a really good second corner.
Just to elaborate, I believe if Arnold becomes a one, this secondary is secure.
Sure.
You could argue it could be one of the better secondaries in the league.
Yeah.
With their safeties.
In terms of the PI thing, the Lions have a type. Yeah, I think they do. I think they have a type. Mm-hmm. Dan Campbell was not phased at all with Terrion Arnold's PI calls early in his career. And as long as you can back it up with tight coverage, which is what DJ Reed does, you'll deal with a handsy corner. The Lions will. They've shown that with their drafting, with the words from their coaching staff. They're of the belief that we're going to take a penalty here or there. But if our guys are getting up in your face and can play man coverage, we're going to deal with some of those penalties. You don't have to like it, but I think the key is you got to play like DJ Reed and not like Terrion Arnold, right? There's two different ways to play tight coverage or sure. Two different ways to play man coverage. You got to get away with stuff, and Reed gets away with enough to stay in tight coverage in a way that Terrion Arnold doesn't. Ticket texters says that the Lions didn't get Reed. Who was the best available option? He was a great pickup, especially at the price. Yep. Texter says Rams and Commanders are better than the Lions right now. They will lose to either team in the playoffs. So little Lions.
I'm not ready to say that the Rams are. I think there is argument that Washington could be with the offseason that they've had.
Reed wasn't a traditional number two in New York. They played sides. So he had the right side. If the number one is there, he's covering the number one. Sauce was not following the best guys. That's Joe and Howell. And I saw Dave Burkett point out that if you look at the numbers, Reed actually was better than Sauce last year in terms of tight window throws, passer rating when targeted. I don't want to reduce him to, oh, he was just the number two. I think he can be a number one.
Yes, I think it's a solid signing.
Guys, we have to remember this roster will improve just from the fact that we will return a ton from injury. You can't look at the ending roster and think that's who we are, Joe and Howell.
Well, I'm not looking at the ending roster. I'm looking at the roster as it was constructed at the beginning of last year. And I talked about this at that time. It was a much better team on paper than it was the prior season. Now, again, we're talking about what this team looks like on paper. When Aiden Hutchinson is healthy, when Aleem McNeil is healthy, when all of this, when this defense, Derek Barnes, who they brought back, is healthy, yes, I think, you know, putting DJ Reed there, I think it's a wash. I'm not going to sit here and say he's a huge upgrade over Carlton Davis.
Well, how about this? This is a theme. Let me read a couple of these in a row because they're all the same similar message. Reed is a wash for Davis. Davenport is junk. We cut Zadarius, who we gave picks up to get. Done nothing on the line, edge, or linebacker. Just watching pieces fall off the board. Another texter says, seems like we've done very little to get to a Super Bowl. The Lions are scaring me. We'll get nothing and not like it. Some unrest.
But I mean, I go back to Brad Holmes had to operate a certain way for the first few years as general manager because he had to build through the draft. Now that you have done that and you have guys like Aleem McNeil, who's being paid as a top defensive tackle, when you have Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's being paid as a top receiver, you have, you know, different players in different positions, and even guys that haven't been re-signed yet that are at the top of their position, whether it's top five, top 10, you've got to shift how you continue to build this roster. And I think Brad Holmes will shift. I don't expect him to go out and necessarily, you know, make a trade for Myles Garrett. We would all love that. I don't know if he was ever really available, but we did hear is that Brad Holmes and the Detroit Lions were the ones that called the most just to say, hey, what are you thinking today?
Okay.
Is it any different today?
Okay, so they called about Myles Garrett. They were serious about adding Myles Garrett, then add Trey Hendrickson. The cost is much cheaper. He's actually available. He's played with Dan Campbell, under Dan Campbell in New Orleans. What's the excuse?
Okay, so I'll give you the excuse, and I want to hear from our listeners. If you're going to make that trade, who are you willing to give up? And I want you to think about it for about 10 or 15 minutes.
We can get into it later in the hour. We do have the two Grand Slam. It's a fair question.
Yeah.
One you have to
take
consider.
Take some time. Yeah. Google it. See who it is that you want to give up.
Not directly in a trade, but as a because down the road.
Yeah. Signing Trey Hendrickson to a long-term deal because those numbers are only going up.
We got the two Grand Slam. We'll get to that. Plus Heather's news next. It's 97.1.
This week on FanDuel, they're bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost token. One of the best parts of the tournament, and whether it's the Big Ten tournament, it doesn't matter the tournament, or the NCAA tournament, is when an underdog takes down one of the big dogs. Right now, those upsets can get even better because if your underdog bet wins, you're going to land even more winnings with a profit boost. This is your chance to ride the long shot, get those scrappy teams, and the ones that just refuse to go away. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's absolutely no better time. The app is easy to use. And when you win, you're going to get paid instantly. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download America's number one sports book today and back your dog of the day with a profit boost. Because after all, anything we know can happen in March. Must be 21 or over in present Michigan. Opt-in required. Wager of at least plus 100 odds required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Heather, what do we got with the news?
Well, the owner of the facility that operated that hyperbaric chamber that exploded and killed a 5-year-old boy has been arrested. Tammy Peterson was taken into custody at her home on Monday morning and is facing second-degree murder charges. 3 other people as well were also charged in connection to the child's death. They're facing the same charges. One of them is also being charged with falsifying medical records. Now, the Oxford Center, that's the facility where this took place, issued a statement calling the timing of the charges surprising. So they say that typical protocol after a fire-related accident has not yet been completed. So they were surprised that charges would be issued already without having this protocol 100% done. Yes, yes, Jim, you're raising your hand.
Question.
Yeah.
Why was a 5-year-old in the hyperbaric chamber in the first place?
Well, this center actually listed, I think, 100 disorders that a hyperbaric chamber could treat.
Okay.
And the mom of the child that was being treated said that they were told it would help with his ADHD and sleep apnea. Now,
because I only hear about hyperbaric with like professional athletes trying to get on the
mend. Oh, there are things.
There's a lot of different reasons.
The FDA has approved, I believe, only 13 disorders that a hyperbaric chamber
could be helpful.
Could be helpful for. Is there more? I'm sure that it could be helpful for others, but those are not, FDA approved. And they also say if you're going to use a hyperbaric chamber, you should go to an accredited facility. There are only 2 technically accredited facilities in the state. Those are located in Grand Rapids and Niles, Michigan. A Warren man who authorities say was armed with an ice pick was shot and killed by police last night. So police got a call about a domestic dispute with the woman who called saying that this man was armed with a knife. And then she said that the man fled on foot before police got there. So police officers were also told that he had threatened or made multiple threats to injure an officer with a weapon. So they were ultimately able to find this man, and he was shot before being transported to a hospital where he ultimately passed away from his injuries. Obviously, an investigation is still ongoing. This is pretty cool. Campus Martius is once again a contender for USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Award for Best Public Square nationwide. And it has secured the number one spot for the past 2 years. So they're hoping to maintain their ranking in the third consecutive year. So people can go online and vote once per category per day. Campus Martius is in the urban placemaking category. But, you know, it just highlights the greatness of Campus Martius. Draws over 4.5 million visitors annually, hosts tons of activities. They list more than 1,200 activities, entertainment, and events year-round. Obviously, the big ones I always think of are the Christmas tree lighting. Tons of people go down for that. There was movie nights in the D. And then remember when they turned it into like the rink and the beach?
Yeah.
So lots of really cool events for sure. So go online and vote. So we can be number one again, right?
They do a really nice job.
They do. X was down yesterday. You might have noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Hours after a series of outages left X unavailable to thousands of users, Elon Musk claimed that the social media platform was being targeted in a massive cyber attack. So he made a post and he said that we get attacked every day, but this was done with a lot of resources. Either a large coordinated group or a country is involved. Tracing, he said. Complaints about the outages spiked at 6 a.m. and then again at about 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And then they say there was more than 40,000 users reporting no access to the platform at all. But then by the afternoon, those complaints and reports dropped to the low thousands. So everything was kind of
back up
and running. Now, there is an expert in cyber relations that says, while we can't definitively verify what Musk said without seeing technical data from X, he did say that he doesn't believe or says the likelihood that a state actor is behind the outages doesn't make a lot of sense given the short duration of the outage, unless he says maybe somebody was trying to send a message. But he said
testing.
Two kinds of cyber attacks are out there, like the very loud attacks that get noticed and everyone sees, and then the quiet ones. And this expert is saying that the quiet ones are normally the worst, right? That you don't see. And he said this obviously was somebody, you know, we knew it was happening. Everyone could see it. So, but also said, you know, it wasn't very long. So what's up?
Yeah. Nothing.
Oh, okay. CBS. Sorry, I saw you make a face and I thought, oh, maybe Greg was going to say something. CVS has plans to open some new stores across the country, but they're not even stores, really. They're just pharmacies. So it will still be a CVS, but they're only going to have pharmacies. They will feature a full service pharmacy with only a limited selection of over-the-counter products for purchase. And they say there's going to be only about a dozen of these throughout the country, but they will begin popping up and opening sometime this year in select community.
Makes sense. Fill the gaps.
Yeah. I'll do one more quickly. There's an Indiana teen that has earned a Guinness World Record for hairiest face on a human.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. You got to check out his photo. An 18-year-old earned the record for living with a rare hair growth disorder. Have you ever seen? I've heard of this. It's being called werewolf syndrome, where literally he's had hair on his face since he was born. But what's great, what I love about this guy is that he's like, I'm embracing this. He has no desire to remove the hair. He says, this is who he is and this is how he's going to be. So he's got hair over 90% of his face.
It's literally Teen Wolf.
Yeah. He said at school, it was a little tough when he was younger because people were kind of scared of him.
And you think?
Not nice, but he said once people got to know him, they all good.
There you go.
Does he comb it all?
I would imagine you'd have to, and you'd wash it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And groom it.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm
fascinated by this.
Yeah.
I am.
I remember seeing this once on probably like Maury or like something back in the day, this werewolf.
You're
syndrome.
Not the father. Oh, wait, no, different episode.
Different episode for sure.
Heather with the news to Grand Slam.
Let's give away some money. I'm excited for this. Hopefully, we will have a big winner today. The rules of the game, everyone knows. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. And hopefully, if someone gets them all right, they're going to go home with $2,000.
Yes. And I have, I've always said this, whether it was Stoney reading them, you reading them, a brand new respect for those that are reading them. I did
did you read it?
Thursday, yes.
How'd it go?
Good up until the end.
Oh, why?
Because then I couldn't say a city in Michigan. I can't even remember. It was Oscoda.
Yes.
And I got to it and I said Oscada or something. Yeah,
you were
it was
looking
bad.
At the spelling and something. Yeah. Well, it's your mind does play tricks on you because you start reading ahead because you want to make sure you're reading quickly enough so that the contestant hasn't enough time. And
yes.
It's not easy task.
No, it's not.
Speaking of the contestant.
Yeah.
We have Colin in Dearborn this morning. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
How's it going, Colin? At first, I thought you were going to say in Clarkston. I was like, Colin, you can't play. Yeah. Sorry, sweetie. Yeah. All right. Have you played the game before?
Yes, I have. I played about 10 months ago. I got 8 out of 10. Ooh. And at the time, Gov called me the best to never win it. But I think the guy who got the 9 and missed the Ohio question with the podcast, I think he took that. So I'm coming for him today.
All right. Well, good luck. You know the rules. If you don't know a question, pass, and we'll get back to it if there's enough time. All right, here we go. Who did the Red Wings play last night?
Ottawa.
Who do the Pistons play tonight?
Wizards.
Who is the men's head basketball coach for the Auburn Tigers?
Bruce Pearl.
Who played Shooter in the 1986 movie Hoosiers?
Pass.
What exit number is Big Beaver Road off I-75?
69.
DK Metcalf was traded to this team on Sunday.
Pittsburgh.
This artist had the 2017 hit Passion Fruit.
Drake.
This NBA team is currently on a 14-game win streak.
Pass.
The University of Alabama's main campus is located in this city.
Tuscaloosa.
What is the nickname for the University of Houston?
Cougars.
Who played Shooter in the 1986 movie Hoosiers?
Dennis Hopper.
Just after the buzzer.
It's being
you
waved
got
off.
Eight.
Yep.
You were
eight
motoring
again.
Right along.
Man, tough. It was definitely tougher this time than it was last time.
You did great.
Uh-huh. You did an amazing job, yeah.
Do you have a guess on the 14-game win streak? Just curious.
You said in the NBA?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't even think right now, no.
You're
is
good
it Oklahoma City?
No, that'd
no,
be a great
it
guess.
It would be a good guess, yes.
The Cleveland Cavaliers. But, yeah, 8 correct, Colin. We're going to put you on hold. We'll get you paid. Appreciate you playing.
Yes. Right. 2 Grand Slam is brought to you by Femininio Law. And you want to go through them?
Yeah, we do this quickly. He did so well. You guys heard many of the correct answers. Who did the Red Wings play last night?
Senators.
Pistons play tonight?
Wizards.
Head basketball coach at Auburn?
Bruce Pearl.
Who played Shooter in the 86 movie?
He got it right after
he
the buzzer.
It.
Dennis Hopper. Probably could see him, but just couldn't put the name there.
Big Beaver is exit 69. Everybody knows that. DK Metcalf traded to the Steelers. Uh-huh. Passion Fruit, 2017 Drake hit.
Never even heard of it.
Cavaliers, 14-game win streak. Tuscaloosa is the University of Alabama's main campus. Mm-hmm. And the Houston Cougars, likely 1 seed coming up in the tournament. Your 2 Grand Slam, your next chance to win is Thursday, 7:25. It's 97.1.
A personal injury of any sort is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need and deserve to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. If you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH or go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
We've got thoughts on the Lions adding DJ Reed and some thoughts about free agency as a whole.
Yeah.
John, you had a big question about if you want Trey Hendrickson, you got to understand you might not be able to re-sign everybody. Who would you be willing to lose? We can get to all of that, but...
Yes, but I ran into somebody on Friday night at a basketball game. It was a district final, Marion versus Bloomfield. And I always get a chance. I know a lot of the officials. A lot of them are listeners, as you would imagine, right? They're into sports. And a lot of the administrators... teachers, administrators, as they're going to school, they listen to us as well. Shout out to all the teachers. Thank you for what you do, administrators as well. And then a very nice lady came up to me and said, "You probably don't know who I am." I said, "No, in fact, I don't." And she said, "But I was the first lady caller on the two Grand Slam when Stoney moved the bar on me.
Yes.
And so I finally had a chance to meet her in person. She's the assistant principal.
What's her name, Bloomfield. Linda?
Kathy.
Kathy, okay.
Yes. And so shout out to Kathy. Thank you for calling. Please call again on the two Grand Slam. But it was just so much fun to be able to meet. And we do it all the time, right? And people come up and say, yeah, listen, all this stuff. But it was finally nice to meet her, put a face with the name, with the moment on the show, which predates me. But Heather, you were here, weren't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Stoney was like, you know, whatever. I'll set the bar at 8. And then Kathy calls. And he's like, I'm going to change the bar to 5.
Knows nothing about her other than
she's a woman.
Sorry, Kathy. From the show, we express our sorriness.
Stoney.
But it was great. I even took a selfie with her, and you could see.
Oh, yay.
A great individual. Awesome. Yeah, great personality. It was a fun night. More fun than Marion.
Ticket texter. Of course, she's the assistant principal, signed Mike in West Bloomfield.
Did you ask her what it's like to be discriminated? It was unbelievable.
It really was.
Because you would have been here for it, Tom. Man. Yeah.
Jamie was besides himself.
I'm
like,
sure.
Seriously.
Like, really? Did this just happen? I think between that
moment and the royal family moment, I'll leave it at that.
There's a drop for that.
Yes.
I'll save it.
Yeah, somehow it's been pinned on me for repeating what he said.
I know.
When he was leaving the show. Best and worst moments.
A lot of football on the show today. It's a fun note from Friday night for you. I do want to attempt to answer your question. Can I do it at 7:50?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Your question about, okay, if you want Trey Hendrickson, if that's the ad, you're going to have to extend him, and it means you're not going to extend everybody. I got to give you a name or two that I'm not keeping from this core if I'm adding Trey Hendrickson. And you guys can all play along with us. We'll do that, but knock out a couple phone calls and reset the DJ Reed stuff. Let's get to Nick on a cell. You're on 97.1.
Hey, this is Nick. It's funny. They're talking about this topic here in Grand Rapids. I'm on my way from there. But just building from the draft and stuff like that, I like that. But you got to remember, man, I like building from levels. Like back in the day with Suggs, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, you never had two dominant guys at one position unless it's a wide receiver. And in today's thing, you know, you got Higgins and Chase and them guys, but building on defense, I figure you build level to level, and that's how you get things done on the defensive side. I might be wrong, but, you know, Jansen knows back in the day with Urlacher, Briggs, and Tillman and them guys, Reggie White and Butler and all those, that's how I figure you build it.
So you're talking about building it, so you have a stud up front, you have a stud in the middle, and you've got a stud on the back end.
Yeah. And, I mean, the question that I have for you guys, where right now do you have two stud people at the same position in the NFL right now, besides wide receiver?
Well, offensive line.
Well, I mean, I get that. But, I mean, on the defensive side of the ball, we're talking about putting Trey Hendrickson next to Hutch there. There's nobody like that in the league. Even Dallas is going to have trouble keeping Parsons now with the contracts that both Cleveland and Max Crosby got there.
So how would you classify Aleem McNeil and Aiden Hutchinson?
I mean, you got a star and a superstar. I think Hutch is a superstar.
Okay,
McNeil, yeah.
What about Branch and Joseph? Both have been considered
elite.
Okay,
are you going to pay them both on the back end? You didn't pay all the Legion of Boom that time, and then they fell apart, right? Oh,
I get your point, Nick. No, I was just trying to answer your question. No, I'm not trying to fight you on it. I get what you're saying.
No.
You have to spread. You can't have all pros at every position.
Right.
You're going to have to spread it out a certain way, and you bring up historical examples of tiering it, leveling it, someone at every level of the defense. People talk about it in baseball, catcher, shortstop, and center field, right? Having one stud up the middle, having a balanced defense so you can help from one level to the next.
Yeah, and so when you talk about that, I'm trying to think who the edge guys were in Baltimore at the time, because when I played against them, it was Sam Adams and Tony Siragusa inside.
Interior,
which were pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah.
Big. With, obviously, 52 playing the linebacker spot, and then Ed Reed on the back end. And I get the different levels, but you know, you can never have too many at one spot, and you can find ways to sign really good star players and have them play basically the same position.
Yeah. With DJ Reed, just for people waking up today, they're going, okay, that's the move. That's the move. What do we think of the move? It's the only move we have to discuss right now. I don't want to be panicking because it's day one and this isn't my first year following football. More moves will be made. The move they made, call it a wash with Carlton Davis. I know some will say it's slightly better because he's healthier.
And they're paying him less.
He was graded actually better in man coverage, which we know the Lions are going to run quite a bit of. If you want to make the case he's slightly better, I'd hear it. I think some would point out that you are still losing a bigger corner in Carlton Davis comparing the two. Carlton Davis was no slouch a season ago and had scheme familiarity. I would tend to think it's a bit of a wash. You want to give a slight edge to DJ Reed, fine, but it doesn't make the Lions really significantly better as they chase a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, who were your top options at the corner position? Yeah. One was Carlton Davis,
yeah,
and in terms of the free agent market.
And some had Reed even higher.
Right, and the other one would have been Charvarius Ward.
And he signed as well.
Right, with Indianapolis, yeah.
So, and they all signed for more than DJ Reed signed, so it is a good job by Brad working the market.
Sure, and it's bringing in a guy that... Even if I think it's a wash in terms of skill set, but you may be getting a more productive player if he just simply plays more games.
Right. And again, the number is the last 4 years, he's played 60 and Davis played 48.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal, right? Average of 3 games per season.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you get to the end of the year, that's when you need him the most. And that's where they didn't have Carlton Davis.
Let's get to Craig on a cell. Craig, you're on 97.1.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Good.
So I got two names that I'd be willing to not extend in the future if we were to get Trey Hendrickson.
Okay.
So in order, J-Mo first, because I just think the return value has not been that great of what we, you know, expected out of him. And the offseason stuff has kind of been a distraction. And who knows what's going to happen with him seasons forward. And then the other guy is David Montgomery, just because... You know, his contract's coming up, and I think in the next year or two.
Well, they just extended him.
Oh, did they? Then I'm
last season.
Well, yeah, they did. Was 3 years. His last year of his contract is 2027, so he's got two more years.
Yeah. So I think, you know, Gibbs kind of proved that he'd be okay as RB1 and possibly the main focus of the offense is running.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Craig's jumping me. I said I'd do it at 7:50. He's like, I want to get the names out early. I appreciate the effort. We got more coming in on phones and ticket texts.
And so I went down a rabbit hole yesterday, and we'll share it when we come back. But David Montgomery signed a 3-year deal. Last year is voidable. So he has 25, 26, 27 that he's under contract. You get further down the road, and it becomes easier to walk away or create separation from a player, go through a divorce.
Ticket text, phone calls, where we're at with free agency one day in, and that big fish that's still out there, Trey Hendrickson. He's available. We want an edge rusher. A lot of them are flying off the boards. John raises a fair pushback. You want him? Great. We all want him. Who are you not extending? We'll play that game next. It's 97.1.
We have really enjoyed the beautiful weather that we've had the last couple of days, and we're all super excited about green grass, about birds flying around, butterflies, and hopefully we can save some of those. But Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service is the company that you need to give a call to right now. That number, 888-GET-GREEN. Get green, stay green with Natural Way, because, and here's why I say, you know, the butterflies. Fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practice. They take into account the environment. They also would take into account your pets, your animals, your kids. If they're going to be playing on that lawn, you want to make sure that they're safe to do it as well. Each lawn is going to be assigned its own specialist. You've got certified applicators and arborists performing a custom-tailored solution that is specific to your yard and your home. They also offer pest control services, so it's one-stop shop. 35 years as a locally owned company. We all should make an emphasis to keep our money local. They're going to give you 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And despite the snow and cold, even though it's green grass right now, that's what our thoughts are. We know that the snow is going to be back. You got to treat for crabgrass right now, because if you see it, it's too late. They're going to take control of everything. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturallawn.com. For a limited time, purchase a full lawn program, get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket.
It's not a goal.
Too little, too late.
Raymond was spot on. They got a score before that. 49 shots, one goal. It was a salt in the wound night for the Red Wings, who've lost six in a row. And for the third time in this stretch, severely outshot their opponent. Columbus in the stadium series, Utah last week, and last night peppering in damn near 50 shots. But they lose, and they lose because their penalty kill's terrible. They lose because a goalie who was traded in the offseason stands on his head. And they lose because the game-winning goal was scored by Dylan Cousins, who many people had connected to the Wings before the deadline. Salt in a wound night for the Red Wings.
Laughter.
Yeah, you laugh.
Well, I laugh because what else are you supposed to do?
I know, the absurdity
just
of it all.
Just sit there and cry because the guy that was a trade target that we had mentioned goes and scores a game winner?
I didn't picture you as a crier last night.
But, no.
And I get it. We laugh so we don't cry. We laugh so you make...
Laugh because it hurts.
Some of the absurdity go away a little bit.
I laughed last night, but my first laugh was Friday night when they blew the lead and lost 5-2.
You just said something off air.
And that was SOL, by the way. That same old Wings, though. I mean, that's what I used to do with the Lions.
S-O-W.
Right. I used to do that with the Lions when they were just awful. I'd just laugh at it. That's how I got through it. This is laughable. It's karma almost.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Third straight year. No urgency from the front office. This is kind of what you deserve, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's laughable because it's David Perron. And it's Dylan Cousins.
You wouldn't believe it if I wrote that yesterday. No. Yeah. Outshoot them by over 20. Third time they've done that in a six-game losing streak. No points. The guy we said, well, you could make a change the team trade.
Kind of a bold swing, yeah.
He scores.
Yeah.
The former Wing scores.
Yeah.
You know, he's hardly played this year.
And again, Linus Ullmark was traded in the offseason.
I remember you bringing him up last July.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't stump for him as like the be-all, end-all, but it was a way to upgrade the goalie position, which a lot of people are frustrated with.
I mean, I know you were going to ask Stevie about it, but then we never got him on.
We don't bite. Maybe one of these days. Anyway, my first reaction after that game, John, yours was to laugh. Mine was, go Pistons.
No sulking, you just moved on.
Piston season's here, baby. Yeah. Lions, you challenged us. John, you want this show to be rooted in reality. You keep us grounded. As many names as we throw out, we want to make sure that we understand what it means. If you like Trey Hendrickson, awesome. Mm-hmm. He's available. He plays defensive end. He hits the quarterback. These are things we really like. Understand he would come with an extension, and it means you can't extend somebody or somebodies down the line, and you've challenged us to come up with names. There's some ticket texters. I could throw some names out there first. But we're all kind of on the same page. Ticket texture, the big name is Kirby Joseph.
Sure.
The idea is you have two safeties already. Kirby'd play this year. The Hendrickson move would be for this year. You'd be all in this year, and you'd rather pay an edge than a safety. Kirby Joseph would be one of the guys who I don't want to lose, but I'd be willing to lose if it meant adding Trey Hendrickson.
Sure. And you've got him for this year on his rookie contract. You haven't extended him yet, so if you're going to make this move, it's pretty much with the decision that if Kirby Joseph has another year like he had last year, like he has trended in his career, he's going to be paid as a top safety.
I'd also be willing to not pay Sam Laporta when it comes time to it. They were super productive before they drafted him. Remember that?
Yeah.
Zylstra and Brock Wright, and they set the franchise record for most receiving touchdowns out of the position. You want to tell me they can't find a gritty Iowa tight end in the next 2 years, 3 years here? I'd be willing, if it meant Trey Hendrickson, to not extend Sam Laporta.
So you're going to use a draft pick at some point on another tight end?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not sure I'd be willing to go there. Okay. I think he is a key cog in this offense.
Fine.
But I understand the trade-off of that would be a piece that you would have to give up to sign Trey Hendrickson.
And I'd still have Laporta for the next two seasons before that, and they end up parting ways and they can't extend it.
Now, here's the issue. If you make this trade when it first becomes available and you have that deal in place, you probably would have saved yourself $2 or $3 million per season, because It would have happened after Max Crosby set the market, but it would have happened before Myles Garrett reset the market. So we had two guys, and Max was, you know, the highest paid non-quarterback for about 3 days. And then Myles Garrett reset that market, which rightfully so, but that's only going up. And if, I don't know what they're doing in Dallas, but if they extend Micah Parsons, he's going to be along those same numbers. Aiden Hutchinson is probably going to be along those same numbers. Trey Hendrickson, who led the NFL in sacks last year, has been very productive, has been available, is going to be along those same numbers. Now, he's not going to get Myles Garrett money. He's not. I don't think he's going to get Max Crosby money, but it's going to not be that far south of that. So in doing the numbers, you're going to have to decide, okay, you're paying Aleem McNeil as a top 10 player. Sam Laporta, do we think he's a top 10 player?
At his position, yes.
Yep. Jared Goff, top 10 player at his position. Jack Campbell, now where does he fall?
He graded, I believe, right around top 10 in his position last season.
So top 10.
You like him, yeah.
Yep, so let's go top 5 at their position. Brian Branch, and just stop me if you say no. Brian Branch, Aiden Hutchinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Frank Ragnow, Penei Sewell, Kirby Joseph.
All top 5 of their position.
Okay, so all of these guys, whether they are paid now as their worth or they are getting paid in the near future, you can't simply pay all those guys along with Trey Hendrickson because all the price tags are going to be a little bit different.
And you can play games to an extent, but Holmes has alluded to it, out and out said it, like the cap crunch is real. As much as you want to keep everybody, you probably can't. So my thought is, while all those guys are top 5 at their position, I want to win the Super Bowl this season, knowing I may have to lose one or two of these guys anyway. But I may as well lose them in pursuit of the Super Bowl with the best roster in the NFL. You may think they're already the best roster. Leave nothing to chance. You know what I mean? Like, the other teams are getting better, too. I look at Washington saying Tunsil and Debo, and maybe they're a little older, but and maybe a little too expensive. But they're win-now pieces for a team that was in the NFC title game. What did the Eagles do when they made the Super Bowl and lost Super Bowl a couple years ago? We'll pay a running back who's approaching, you know, second half of his career. We'll pay and extend. We'll trade a first for A.J. Brown. We'll find a way. We'll pay our quarterback. We'll play cap games. We'll find a way to make it work. We'll heavily invest in our defensive line, and we'll go chase a Super Bowl.
I just rattled off 11 guys that are either top 5 or top 10 at their position. They're all going to want to be paid as such, whether they are now or will be in the future. And I didn't mention Taylor Decker. I don't think he's a top 10 left tackle. But at some point, whether it's next year, I don't think they do anything with him this year, you're going to have to address the left tackle spot. Now, the easy solution is you move Penei Sewell over, who I think is number one at the tackle position, left or right, but then you've got to address right tackle.
Well, some of this may help itself, and we could talk more when we get done with the update. Ragnow, 2-3 years from now, Decker, 2-3 years from now, are they on the books?
They're probably not on the books, but who is? Who is? Because you have to continue to pay to be good up front.
Right. Well, you'll have to draft and pay and extend. Yes. 248-539-9797. Trey Hendrickson is the obvious pass rusher still out there for the Lions. Many of the names went off the board yesterday. It's 97.1.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.